Bonneville, the MD of Bonneville, has recently adopted a municipal scholarship program policy, set to start in 2025, to support residents in their post-secondary education in healthcare or veterinary medicine fields. The policy was discussed and amended during a July 9th council meeting, increasing the scholarship funding from the original motion of $3,000 scholarships to 3 scholarships worth $7,000, $10,000, and $14,000. This scholarship program was deemed important given the significant shortage of medical professionals in both human and veterinary medicine in rural Alberta, explained Esther Kiambau, General Manager of Planning and Community Services with the municipality. The scholarships will require a return of service, 1 year for each scholarship. Because the program not only aims to offer financial support to residents seeking post-secondary education, but to help ameliorate the shortage of medical professionals and veterinarians in the MD, preference will be given to applicants who are interested in returning to the community. "We all know there are shortages in everything, but they always talk about doctors and nurses," said Reeve Barry Kolinsky. Coun. Ben Fadiev highlighted the need not only for financial aid, but a reformation of the system aimed at retention, much of which falls under federal jurisdiction. Fadiev continued to speak about the need for retention efforts in trades and all professions. Discussions were held about including a trade scholarship, prompted by Fadiev's comments on trade shortages. It was decided that a trade scholarship program will be considered separate from the healthcare and veterinarian scholarship at a later date. When Deputy Reeve Josh Crick asked about Coun. Mike Kriviak's intentions with changing the motion, he replied, $2,000 is not very much money. It takes a lot of money to go through one of those fields. I have experience with that and so does Coun. Fadiev, we need to increase the amount of funding to make this more viable. Coun. Don Slipchik commented that this was a way to invest in the community and encourage people to return and live here, and the $2,000 amount was not enough of an offer to expect a return of service. Crick suggested that $2,000 is a lot of money for a student, and that they also have opportunities to apply for scholarships elsewhere. "I just want to get you guys to think about what we spent on our candy budget for July 1st, so I mean we've spent more money there than we are looking at a grant program. If we're encouraging cavities, we should encourage having a dentist here to support that," said Fadiev. Kolinsky agreed that the $2,000 scholarship amount was not enough. "I think we all had that running through our minds. You're absolutely right that it wasn't enough, so I'm glad Coun. Kriviak brought it up," said the Reeve. The original motion for a $2,000 scholarship was later rescinded, allowing for the new motion that included the larger amounts.